Do you think we'll ever actually be able to manage the traffic?
No. The reason is that it is people, and people are not logical. They have instant desires, which they must instantly gratify. They make mistakes. They do things that are unexpected. And I don't think we'll ever get round. I mean, the things show that only 70% of people are on their shortest route and 85% of them are on the minimum cost route. In other words, so a large proportion of people have no idea what the best route through a system is. So how the hell do you make it more efficient? I mean, whilst there are people involved, the only way we would ever solve the traffic management problem, I suspect, is that we run computers, four computers, you know, that nobody actually moves at all and only computers move around the system, maybe then you'd solve the problem.
What's your definition of a dream run?
A dream run for me usually occurs about 4:30 in the morning when I'm driving down from the central coast to Sydney, where I have an absolute free flow run on the freeway and I get 19 out of 21 green lights down the Pacific Highway.
The last word in this oral history project must go to Ray French.
I drove a Humber Super Snipe, and you want to know whether I took overseas visitors around? Of course I did, and I was proudly showing them my, not my, but the central control system. And of course I used to be, it was Car 47 on our radio system, and Car 47 would get in touch with the control centre and the police operators, and they used to press the French button to ensure that I went straight through so that I could demonstrate to the public or to my visitors how wonderful the central control system.
You went on a green wave, did you?
Yeah, I went on a green wave.
This oral history compilation was recorded, edited, and produced by Frank Hymans of Cinetel Productions for the RTA. Copyright in the recordings is vested in the RTA. The narrator was Rachel Blake. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority.